On this week's edition of the Upon Official Review podcast, the guys talk Philly spring training and the NFL lockout situation. Also, Kyle Scott of CrossingBroad.com drops in for an interview and talks about the site and his love for Philly sports. Don't forget what's making Murdoch mad, the illegal procedure of the week, tweet of the week, plus the hottest new segment, Crossfire. Stick around.
Ever miss a day of work?
Not a day that cost anybody any money. I missed practice. We're talking about practice, to quote the great Allen Iverson. Practice. Come on, guys. We're talking about practice.
We're in here talking about practice. Listen, we're talking about practice.
We be the infamous, you heard of us, official.
Review.
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 Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Upon Official Review podcast, episode number 10.
Number 10.
That's right. I'm Al with my boy, Ari, as always.
What's up, gang?
Hoping you guys had a great week and are feeling good. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy. We're going to get into all kind of stuff. So why don't we get started with what's, you know, first and foremost on most Philly fans' minds, a little baseball, some spring training action.
Exactly. Some grapefruit league.
Yep.
Get out and enjoy your grapefruits.
Indeed.
By the way, welcome to March, everybody, because February, thank goodness,
gone.
Is finally over.
It is Wednesday, March 2nd, as we're recording this, and I'm not going to miss February.
Nope. Peace out.
I will dread seeing it come next year. Hopefully there'll be like three parades by then.
You know what? It's already 28 days. This next year, let's make it like 20, and then we'll just every year we'll just take out some days.
That's so true.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Might as
Yep.
So let's talk some fightings, dude. They came out spring training. One of the games was on TV. Did you get to watch them at all?
Nah, man, I was busy over the weekend. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
On TV. I mean, yeah, the game's on me. It's just nice to see.
Yeah, I don't watch any preseason spring training. Like, I'm excited that it's happening, but I still don't really want to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I might watch an inning if that, but just tell me when the games start, which I already know, April 1st. But that's what I'm waiting for. You know what I mean? Like, you know, preseason football, I'll watch like the first half of the third game. That's it. You know what I mean? That's the only one that I'm willing to even put any like second of my time into. Even though everyone's like, oh, but football, it's been so long. It's just like, yeah, but whatever. I just don't watch preseason. I know that most rabid sports fans like me do watch preseason and do fantasy sports and all that kind of stuff. I just don't. I'm ready. I'll be ready April 1st to be watching some fighting Phils. So.
All right.
The big news, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's really huge news,
yeah,
but
it's
something
huge
to talk news, about.
But it's something, so, yes.
Yeah, Utley, they said he was sore, which we pretty much called BS last week before
Liar.
It came, that he actually has tendonitis in his knee. It's like an inflamed ligament or a tendon, something like that, which apparently, like, you know, the prescription for that is rest. So they're resting him. He's not going to play, blah, 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 because they don't want him to miss time in the regular season.
Meaningful games,
right, yeah. I mean, which he needs to – they need to sit him down once a week, once every 10 days anyway. You know, I'd be fine with him playing 130 games instead of 155 because that'll just keep him more healthy. Charlie needs to, you know, watch that a little bit with us.
Yeah, it's true. Thank goodness we got – you know, thank goodness that Valdez became
a
worthwhile player. When he first came, when he first signed – or, you know, when he first got called up, everybody was like,
it was
like,
Castro.
Oh,
everyone said Juan Castro was the first guy. Remember, he was the first sort of guy in the rotation was Juan Castro last year. Mm-hmm. And he played third base Castro, or at least came in at the end of the perfect game. Because I was just actually watching the last couple innings of that. Castro was playing third. He made a couple nice plays over there.
He did.
But Valdez totally outplayed him. And ended up being somewhat of an integral cog in the Phillies lineup. Now, I wouldn't mind letting Jimmy and Chase rest periodically and getting him in there just to get him at bats, keep him kind of, you know, so he can play third too. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
defense is very
one
good.
One of those three guys should be able to, you know, once or twice a week, one of those guys should be off and he should be in. You know what I mean? So he should be able to get pretty regular at bats, I think.
Yep.
Just to kind of keep him in the groove, you know, that kind of stuff. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. And those, all three of those guys could use the rest they could get. So,
We're fortunate to have such a great fielding infield. You know what I mean? The Phillies are always amongst the league leaders in defensive fielding percentage. You know what I mean?
And they are.
With Valdez in there, they don't miss a beat.
Agreed. Especially, like, I mean, the right side of the infield defensively, it's hit or miss. Howard, Howard's actually really good at catching the ball.
He is.
Like,
he's great at
stop. He just, I mean, let's not even,
but if
everyone
knows
what I'm about to say, don't throw it a second. Whatever you do, Howard, just take the one sure out, you know. Don't even worry about the double play. And then Utley seems to be great, except in the NLCS every year, and then he starts throwing balls to the dugout left and right.
So what is that about?
I don't know. It's like every year. He just
every year. Pokes,
he just, like, freaks out, and he usually wasn't thinking of Utley.
Yeah, but, it's true.
So
you can hear, like, the collective foreheads of, you know, 9 million baseball fans slapping their foreheads like, what is going on?
This is like, 2 years ago against the Dodgers in the NLCS, he had, like, 2-3 bad games in a row. I was like, wow. Now everyone's like, it's in his head now. He can't throw to first. Can't throw to first. I was like, great. We have first base. We can't throw to second. We have second base. We can't throw to first. Awesome. You know what I mean?
Great combo. Like,
just what you want, you know? And then it went away, you know, and then I didn't think about it at all for like a year. And then he did it again the next year. And I'm like, I remember now. He was doing this last year, you know? Like, it went away for a whole year. And then right away, as soon as we got back to the NLCS, bam, rears its ugly head yet again.
Yep.
So.
Very ugly.
So, yeah, like, but I mean, Rollins and Polanco are both really good defensively. Rollins is as good as it gets.
True.
And Polanco, I thought, was really good last year, too. I don't think we lost anything. Everyone was worried, we lose defense with not having Feliz, which we didn't, I thought. And Feliz was just an automatic out. So
He was.
He needed a lot in the lineup. I hated that. I remember complaining how much, why Charlie was batting him seventh instead of eighth. Because I remember he came up with the base loaded two outs like mad times in the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yep.
And, like, I wanted Chooch in there.
Yep.
Because, you know, he would either hit into a double play if there was only one out, or if there was two outs, it would just be whatever. Just
slap a weak grounder to second.
Yeah. So I was glad to see Feliz go,
yep.
Even though he got the game-winning hit in the World Series, but whatever.
Yeah. We're happy for him, but Polanco's definitely upgrade.
Yep. So, you know, I don't think there's really much to talk about spring training. Utley, you know, whatever. We'll see. There's nothing we can – I mean, there's no way we can sit here and say he's going to be this, he's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
He may be good. You know, we're hoping, definitely. If he's still – if he hasn't played in 3 weeks still, I'll be worried.
Right.
Right now, who knows? You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Not much. I mean, Dominic Brown, that might be more of an issue because he is a guy that needed to earn his way onto the roster in spring training. He hasn't got a hit yet. He's, what, 0 for 12, I believe.
He is 0 for 12, yes.
With plenty of strikes. With
eight strikeouts and two walks.
Yeah, he's clearly pressing, trying too hard, which is not a good idea. But, you know, maybe he'll get loosened up once he gets that first hit or whatever.
That's probably what's going to happen, honestly.
I mean, JVR from the Flyers had a similar thing where he had no goals first 20-some-odd games of the season. And as soon as he got one, he had like 13 in the next 30 games.
Mm-hmm.
So those are totally approximate numbers. I know they're not right, but something close to that. So, you know, young kid, he's just putting a little too much pressure on himself. They try to change his swing, which is probably not what he needs to do. I don't know why they didn't change that when he was in single A, double A. Like, why do they wait till now and say, his hands are too high, he needs to hold them lower?
Apparently, they kept getting higher and higher and higher.
That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Still, I mean, that should have been, you know what I mean? You should try to fix his swing before he gets. Now he's like, I got to fix my swing and make the team. It's like a lot of pressure.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Because he changed it recently, too. He changed it after, like, winter ball or after fall. Like, he went and played in, like, a Dominican league.
Until he got hurt.
Like, 0 for 27, and he was like, now we're going to change it. And I was like, really, guys, now?
So, whatever. I don't think he's going to make the team coming out of camp. I think it's going to be, still, they're going to have a lefty. Are they going to use, unless they decide that Francisco is going to be your everyday guy, I guess.
He might be.
Once in a while against hard lefties, they'll put Glode in. Because Glode is not going to be like a platoon guy. They want him on the bench. And they don't want him in the field, you know, 60 games or whatever,
right.
But maybe 30 games, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, spring training statistics, again, mostly meaningless, but Francisco is playing well.
Yeah, he is. He wants to win the job. He doesn't want to share with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Good for him. Yeah, he's 4-for-13, and he had a homer, I believe.
4-for-13?
Yeah, 4-for-13. Yeah, with a homer and a triple and a double, actually. So he's not looking too bad. Also, Mayberry is actually also 4-for-12. So it'd be nice to see if you know he can.
30-33 and about 325. That's pretty good batting averages both ways. So, I like that. I like to see both of those guys make the team.
Yeah,
I would like to see Claude as the lefty off the bench, Mayberry as the righty off the bench. I think that'd be our strongest bench possible.
I totally agree.
Mayberry's a decent fielder.
He is. Yeah, he can move a little bit.
Lengthy. He's got an arm. You know what I mean? He's tall. All good things there. So
exactly.
So the countdown is on, sir. It's 29 days. 29 days till opening day.
Yep. We got our tickets in the mail.
No,
actually,
30 days. 30 days till opening day.
Yep. So it's nice to actually. Yep. To have them in my hand, and we will be there. So that is exciting.
Yes, we will. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
Well, let's shift gears. Let's talk a little NFL before we take a break. Do what's making Murdoch mad. I was listening to Mike and Mike listening to ESPN. The labor negotiations for the new CBA are still going on, but at least they're moving. At least they're talking. But the clock's ticking, obviously.
Well, isn't it Thursday tomorrow, March 3rd at 11:59 p.m.? Like once midnight strikes on Friday morning.
Exactly. And it will be a work stoppage.
Expired. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the CBA will be expired and they'll be able to lock them out. I think the order of things. So,
So the latest news, what I heard is the players union, what they can do is what's called decertifying, which means they dissolve the union completely for legal purposes, because once you are no longer a union, you're individuals and you can now sue the owners. You can actually take the case to court where you have more power, at least hypothetically, than you would just working in a room with a negotiator. Because the judge can then rule them, hey, this is unethical, or this is just – you can't lock the players out. So
this is just straight greedy, you jerks. You're arguing over the extra $1 billion. Is anyone like – really? Mm-hmm. You know? It's like, oh, well, we want the next billion. It's like the next billion. That should be all you need to know to say, hey, let's just figure something out and let's all get paid. Mm-hmm. You know, the next billion. That's just – ugh.
And did you hear the other thing that came down this week about the NFL – you know, the owners union had like $400 million like locked away, essentially, that the players couldn't touch. Did you hear about this?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the lockout. Yeah.
That's shady, man. Yep.
Well, you know what? I mean, the union is, well, you need to show your, you know, your balance sheets, your income statements from these teams publicly, because none of them are public corporations except for the Green Bay Packers. So they have to. You can see whether they're making money, losing money, whatever. You see their net income at the end of the year. But without the statements, the financial statements from the other teams, they could say, oh, I lost $50 million last year, when it's a big load of crap.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like I'm not on anybody's side, because it's, you know, millionaires against billionaires, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm on the side of I like football and I would like to watch it.
Absolutely.
I'm on the side of I would like to get Kevin Cobb traded before the draft. I'm on the side of the fact that I'd like Michael Vick to be working out with doing all the off-season camps, OTAs, blah, 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 minicamp. But I do think, you know what, if you're going to claim all these things and why you need more money, show your financial statements. Let's see what you're actually doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bring an auditor in, let some accounting firm, do it, you know, do your books and let's see what's going on. If you're going to sit there and say all these things, you know, back it up, basically, is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Because I don't trust them. I bet you they're making money hand over foot.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about
it. Hand over fist, I guess is what she's
saying. Feet.
Footwork.
Exactly. Foreheads.
My head is over my foot. Yeah, exactly.
So. You name it. Name the body part. They're making money over it.
Yes, indeed. So get together, NFL.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
Football next September. I'm going to freak out.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do either. Yeah, if I have to, you know, come home from church
on
Sunday.
Until, like,
can't watch football? Get out of here.
Oh, it'd be horrible. But at least until baseball's over. But that's when it would really kick in. Like,
what am I gonna do? Change the contrast of my TV from recorded Saturday college games and pretend that I'm watching the NFL?
Oh. Brutal.
Maybe I'll just watch people play Madden and pretend that it's real life.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Go! Come on! Oh, you paused it!
Nice.
Why would you
All right, do- let's. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back, and I'll tell you what's making me mad.
I like that idea, the sound of that, sir. We are right. Upon official review.
Last word in Philly sports.
Last word in Philly sports. You guys stay tuned. But here we go. Hey, gang, welcome back. It is the Upon Official Review Podcast, the last word of Philly sports. You know us, kicking butt, taking names, and it is time for my favorite segment. Let's find out what's making Murdoch
who
mad.
Who you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco?
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say, before I get into what's making me mad, the saying kicking butt taking names. How do you like what are you doing with the names that you take exactly? Do you have like a house full of these names?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I got your name.
Sell them to advertisers.
Okay, is that what it is? All right, I wasn't sure. Like, what's the point of taking the name exactly?
That is a good point. You could probably find
you know what I mean? Cool like, if you kick their butt already, who cares what their name is? Their name has got your butt. Well,
you can write it down, I guess, you know. If they ever ask, you know,
feel worse. That? Like, yeah, I kicked Jack Smith.
Exactly.
Kicked him down.
Yep.
Got nothing.
Roddy Chambers. He didn't want exactly this. Just another victim.
Yes. All right. All right. So what's making me mad? I'll tell you what's making me mad.
Tell me, sir.
Joe freaking Banner is making me so mad. I have had enough of this sneaky, slimy looking accountant, son of a piece of crap. I'm telling you right now, I'm so angry. He had the guts to come out and tell me. He told this to me.
To you.
The Eagles, yeah, to me personally. That's how I took it. That the Eagles were just as successful as the Steelers. What? Excuse me, in what planet are the Eagles and the Steelers equal? Because we finished second more often than them, really? Like, they've won the Super Bowl 47 times. We've never won it. We finished second 6 times. They've only finished second 5 times. So, yeah, look at that. We finished second one more time. Like, really? That somehow in your creepy little world, Joe Banner, like, makes sense to you? Like, seriously. I hate this guy. Enough of the gold standard. Enough of this garbage. We're the gold standard of sucking. We have never won a Super Bowl. That's the gold standard. Zero. No trophies, okay? Get that through your head. How does he not know the fans are not going to like that? It's like if you live in Wisconsin and you have no Super Bowls, those people will freaking love you anyway. They'll be like, yeah, we are the standard. We are as good as the Steelers. That's right. We finished second more than they did. You know,
we have great cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Cheddar and American and, like, you know, like that spicy kind and everything. Like Lindbergh, all kind of stuff. You know, no, screw you, Joe Panner. We are better than the Steelers. I hate the Steelers, but they're way better than us. The only thing we're better than is nothing because we've never won. Whatever name a team that's never won, we're better than them. The Vikings. Big freaking whoop. Even the Jets won in 1968, which means they have infinite amount more goals than we do. There's no percentage because we have zero. You can't even say 2 times or 3 times. It's an infinite amount more. They've won an infinite amount more Super Bowls than we have since we have won 0.
It's true.
Well, how dare you tell
how
me?
How dare you? Just
anybody that has a ring, especially 2 in the last 5 years and 6 or 7 altogether. I don't even know, but it makes me mad. I forgot how many they won. It makes me so mad. But it doesn't matter. They won a lot more than we have.
It's true.
No banner. Go away. I don't know.
He does. He's got to go. How does he even let himself say that?
Tiny little person that I don't like. I don't like
yourself.
Him. Yes.
Appreciate that. All the moms appreciate that. But it's true, though. He is. He's a snivelly little slimy guy.
He's a weasel.
He's a weasel, exactly. And he looks like, you know what? I think that even if he was around a weasel would be, you know,
like shying away from him. Exactly. Like, ah,
exactly. Exactly. He would make a weasel nervous. Like, he really would.
That guy is clearly more weaselly than I am. I don't know how I feel about this.
Exactly.
I'm just going to go over that way. Not only would the weasel be nervous, the weasel wouldn't want to be identified with him, though.
Nope.
Be like, we get a bad enough rap being a weasel. It's like, I'm not going to be staying next to Joe Banner also. You know? True. Forget it.
Yep.
Hates Joe Banner. Hate you.
Yep.
All right, that's it. That's my rant. And I was pretty fired up about that one.
Yeah, you were.
Two for the price of one.
I feel like a lot of people would, man. That's
double the venoms in this week's What's Making Murdoch Mad.
Exactly. Get some gasoline out, man. Light that rant on fire. It's ready to go.
Yes, sir.
It's burning hot with hate. I like it. Well, now it's time for an upon official review first. We're going to go ahead and get into this interview with Crossing Broad. So stay tuned for that. All right, so this is the upon official review podcast, and we are here with the man. I'm saying this is the guy. If you follow Philly sports and you have a pulse, you do not live under a rock. You know about Crossing Broad, which is mainly Kyle Scott, and that's who we have on the line with us. So, Kyle, how's it going today, man?
Hey, what's going on? Like the kind intro.
Well, that's true. It's accurate. Crossing Broad is really taking over the scene as far as sports go. I mean, it's always been a real competitive, always well-covered field, but I feel like, you know, your site and your brand has kind of made its own, you know, bookmark and earmark in this society, in our sports culture, and really kind of stuck out. So tell us a little bit about just what was the origin of the site, where'd the idea come from, and just how long has it been going and things like that?
Well, it's been going since about December of 2009, so a little over, you know, about a year and a quarter now. I had kicked around some other blogs I had done, some Philly sports, some national sports, you know, probably three or four over the course of the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. And my concept with all of them was always kind of like, you know, the stuff going on around the game. I mean, I think you could find like a game recap anywhere. And
right.
I think most bloggers have figured that out. So it's always kind of been that general concept. And, you know, I had a couple that never really got sticky, and I'm sure you guys can appreciate, you know, this, you know, you want to try and do something, and it's really hard to get it to a point where you're consistent with it, because at first nobody's reading, and, you know, you quickly lose the incentive. So,
right.
You know, I kind of made force myself like, all right, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick with it. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, but I think I eventually can get to a spot where people read it. So, you know, that was my goal. And it was just kind of to be something that was entertaining and you know, updated frequently, where people can come and get their, you know, quickly, you know, while they're sitting at their desk, figure out what's going on in Philly sports and, you know, chuckle while they're doing it, you know, whatever.
I think you definitely done a pretty good job following through on that, because I go there to your site all the time just to see what's happening lately. So,
right, and, yeah, and that's, you know, generally the goal. I mean, you can't hit a home run with every post, and, you know, sometimes
sure.
It's even if it's just a blurb from Twitter, but it's, you know, so people kind of get like that feeling where like, okay, I was in a meeting all afternoon. Let me see what's going on, and they know they can kind of quickly look and, you know, be brought up to speed on anything super important.
Yeah, it's good.
Exactly.
It's kind of been going almost the same length of time as ours is. What would you say was kind of the secret to just the promotion, or the secret to success? How did you get a following so quickly?
Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, I think a lot of people who follow it closely, and especially are on Twitter a lot, you know, realize that I used Facebook off the bat. And, you know, literally right around the time I started the site was when, you know, the Phils had signed Halliday, or traded for Halliday, I should say. You know, so I don't know, you know, I don't know how old you guys are or whatever, but, you know, I'm 27. So when I was, my last year of college was right when, you know, Facebook kind of started getting spread around. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure when this stuff came about, but I remember when they first had like groups and pages. You know, it was, the concept was always to display your affinity towards a brand or a person. I mean, there was fan pages for Family Guy and for, you know, whoever's, you know, beard or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
So, you know, I thought, okay, well, here's this guy. Like, you know, he just came to Philly. I'm just going to create a fan page and maybe a few people will sign up and it will give me a way to just get my, you know, my blog in front of people. You know, because I had done a lot of stuff with online marketing and kind of got that, you know, you just kind of need a way to, like, spread the seed for stuff to, like, go viral or whatever.
Right.
Corny ass as that sounds. So, you know, so that's what I did, and I think I just kind of benefited from being the first to, you know, or one of the first to create a page. And, you know, if you look for any athlete or topic, there's 10, 12, 20 pages, and there's always one to kind of, like, just takes the lead is the one that people will gravitate towards. And, you know, to be honest, I got really lucky with that early on, and that was my way to kind of get some traction with the site. Now, as I'm sure you guys have seen, there's, you know, some other folks, you know, notably some other bloggers that take issue with that, and, you know, almost like I'm using his name and trying to dupe people. And you know, that really wasn't the idea. It was just to create a fan page. Like, you know, it's not to right. pretend I'm so-and-so. It was just, you know, a way to get Philly sports links in front of people that are obviously Philly sports fans.
Right, right.
And, you know, so no doubt early on that was a way for me to kind of get traction. But, you know, then after that, it kind of, you know, it kind of grew naturally. It was just a way to get it in front of a decent amount of people that, you know, they can share their own link and spread, you know, spread the word and, you know, you know, and I think that was just a good way to get it off the ground.
So what's your favorite part about doing everything like that? What's of doing the site and what's the best part?
I just think it's being able to, like, be constantly involved in, as you know, you guys know, as like sports fans and stuff, like just being able to be constantly involved 24/7 in sports. Like, you know, I think if anybody, whatever your like passion is, you know, for a lot of people, it is sports, like, you know, to eat and breathe sports.
yep.
It's, you know, there's part of it that becomes work and part of it that becomes like, all right, like, you know, I got to get this up there and I don't have time or, you know, I got something else going on. But at the end of the day, like, you know, what I, you know, what I'm doing all day now is has to do with Philly sports. So, like, I don't think, you know, I couldn't be more, like, pumped about that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. That's pretty much the same way. I mean, we've been Philly sports fans our whole lives. I mean, is that kind of where you're coming from, or did you just maybe get into sports at a later age, or was it just always from when you were little or whatever?
No, I mean, it's from when, you know, I mean, I was born and grew up in Delaware County, you know, and had always had, always more of a baseball guy, but I gravitated towards the Phillies. I think, you know, with my dad and I, I've had Phil season tickets probably every year but two since like 1990.
Nice.
You know, so yeah, I mean, typical like 4-for-4 guy.
Nice. Yep.
So it's just always kind of been something. And I think I was probably like, you know, like in second grade or wherever, where I used to like try and make like my own like sports newspaper on loose leaf, like in, you know, pencil, like whatever that shit. And, you know, so like, it's always, you know, something that was just kind of like.
Just always a passion of yours. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's cool. I think Al's got a couple of sports questions for you. I got one real quick. All right. Top three Philadelphia or four Philadelphia sports athletes, your favorites of all time. Not, you know, based on skills, just your favorites of all time.
All right. No particular order.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I probably got to go with Darren Dalt.
Dutch.
Although I know he's, you know, gone a little off the deep end and then come back in the last 2 years. But I think he was like such a part of like, you know, for those of us that are like, in, you know, around the same age, like when we were young and the 93 team, and like he was a star for that team, and, you know, just the guy everybody gravitated towards. So,
that's a nice
team. Yeah, exactly. Lenny. So I'll go Dalton. I'll go, this is going to sound crazy, but something about the year 2000 version of Brian Boucher.
He was awesome that year.
He was
year,
great
though.
That year.
I mean, like, who didn't love him? I mean, he came out of nowhere, and he was, you know, I mean, the five overtime games cemented it, but I think, like, he was phenomenal, and, I mean, still a likable guy, but he was just so damn good then. So, I don't know, that's a weird answer, but...
no, that's you can have cool, a better version of your favorite player. That's cool.
Plus, any athlete that you can say, ooh, for their name, it's just always got that, you know, they get a little bump from just that.
It's true.
You know?
We love names that rhyme with boo.
Yeah,
no, sound like bonus. It's like bonus points off the start.
It's true. Absolutely.
Right at the top.
I don't know. I guess you got to put Chase Utley out there. I'd like to do one from all four sports, but I don't think, you know, I'd be wrong if I didn't include Chase. And then probably, I don't know. I'm a Nova guy, so I'll go Brian Westbrook. It was cool to see somebody that. You know, he was just before my time there, but it was cool to, you know, see somebody came from one double A school,
a small school,
and was, you know, a star in the NFL. So, and right during the height of the Eagles being good, so
it's true.
Yeah, so it's a good foursome right there. So, so what
you
do you think?
Always
about...
liked on those that Flyers 2000 team was Andy Delmore. Remember him? He was one of fans.
I was just going to say, like a hat trick and then two goals the next game. I think those were the two games right following that five overtime game. He kind of single-handedly won us the rest of that series against Pittsburgh.
Well, it's funny. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was at I think it was game five after they had won the overtime game. They came back because they were down 2-0 in that.
Yep.
It was the second round, and they were down 2-0, and they came back, and then you just knew they were going to win game five after the overtime.
Yeah. Well, whoever won
that
overtime
game. Had a hat trick.
Yeah, it was. No, game five, he had the hat trick. That was back in Philly. So we lost the first two in Philly. Then we went to Pittsburgh and beat them. And, like, as that overtime game dragged on, everyone knew, okay, whoever wins this game is totally going to win not only the next game but the series. It was just
– Yeah.
It came down to that, so. And then, he had a hat trick.
Everyone was so high on him. I don't know what happened to him after that. It felt like he fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I don't want downhill from there for him. But we'll take it. That was good. So, sorry, I got a question for you. What do you think – what are your predictions like for the Phillies as far as – do you think right field is going to be a huge problem? What do you think about the bats? Do you think they'll wake up Chase and Jimmy, kind of get back to maybe 2008 and pre-2008 levels? Or are we going to have struggles?
Well, I look at it this way. Like, I think last year, you know – everyone wants to say the lineup's aging, and I mean they are, but they're not old. They're still in their primes. Maybe the back end of their primes, but they're still there.
Right.
I think as long as they're healthy, the lineup's going to be fine. You know, Dom Brown and Ben Francisco withstanding. You know, I think I don't know if that's a concern, but I think it's a story at least.
Right.
But I think if everyone's healthy, they'll be fine. I mean, obviously Chase's knee, like. You know, let's just hope this isn't one of those things that lingers. That pit in my stomach where that tendonitis thing, like, it's one of those things that it seems like it always pops up. But I think last year, even when they came back and people were like, well, their power numbers were down when they came back or they didn't hit as well, like, not only were, you know, Utley and Howard out for a month or 6 weeks, whatever it was, like, during that time, they're not working out or they're missing out on a lot of workouts. So they come back, their timing's off, they're weaker, especially a guy like Chase, who like is a small guy to begin with. He wasn't lifting or, you know, doing a whole lot of strength work, I'm guessing, for a month and a half. And, you know, his power, all of a sudden the ball that he would have put into the fifth row is now a fly ball to the warning track. So I think they're fine. I think if they're healthy, I think they're going to be fine. And obviously the pitching's fine. And
the pitching's all right. They're okay.
Really?
Pitchers.
They got like an ace.
They'll just eke by with the pitching we have, just barely. Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's that. I mean, you got to talk about something during spring training, so we might as well get all paranoid about everything. But, you know, Utley, like, I knew they were They were BSing us.
We called it on their podcast, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, he's sore, really? That's why.
They were like, it's routine soreness. Really? Routine soreness? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, like, here's a guy who's known for being, like a workout fiend, and you're telling me that, like, all of a sudden now, because all of a sudden now he's sore from repeating motions he's done for 30 years of his life.
Yeah, and I heard also, oh, he's worked out so much this winter, he put on all this muscle, but, oh, the last 3-day workouts just killed him. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, all of a sudden the trainer handed him too much on the bench. He couldn't handle it.
Exactly. Yeah, so I knew that was garbage.
Here, drag this car.
They were like, they called Andy Reid up. We're like, Andy, what do we do? At least hurt. Oh, just tell him it's just random soreness. You know,
that is Andy Reid.
And then go eat a cheesesteak. That's what Reid's advice was.
It's funny you say. I put that in one of the posts. I put the Phillies have had their first Eagles moment, and I mean, maybe it's not the first, but I mean, I thought same thing. Like that's totally something that would have come directly from the Eagles. I mean, it was just blatant. From Chase to Manuel, I mean, it was just blatant lying up front.
It really was. Reid was so proud when he read that whole story. He was like, that's my boy right there.
I don't know anything I know.
Yeah. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for checking in, man, for sure. It was fun interview.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. I'll look forward to hearing it. Keep up the good work on your end.
Thanks, man. You too.
All right, thanks, guys.
Easy.
All right, later.
All right, so that's been a great interview with Crossing Broad. I'd like to thank him again for coming on. If you guys want to check him out, if you haven't already gone, obviously living under a rock, but it's crossingbroad.com. Again, that's www. I don't even know if you need www anymore. Just crossingbroad.com. Go to the site. He's on Facebook. Look for Crossing Broad. And, you know.
And if you are living under a rock, at least you're probably dry because the rain, you know.
That is true. Also, it's on Twitter, so follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/crossingbroad. Check that out. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back to the legal procedure, talk tweet of the week, and get to the rest of the show. Sound good, man?
Yes, sir.
We are Upon Official Review.
It's Word of Philly Sports.
That's true. We are the last word. You guys stay tuned.
Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life.
All right, welcome back to this 10th episode of the podcast, Upon Official Review. Glad to have you aboard. Thanks for listening. We're going to get right into one of our other weekly segments, the Illegal Procedure of the Week. So, Ari, what do you got for us?
It is time for the Illegal Procedure of the Week. Let's get into it.
They call this for Illegal Procedure.
Illegal procedure can be broken down.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
All right, so this week for the legal procedure, I am throwing the flag at NCAA college hoops because, well, I guess college NCAA is redundant, but you guys know what I'm talking about. 35-second clock. I got to throw the flag at you guys. Come on, college basketball. 35 seconds is way too long. If you watch an NBA game and then you watch a college game, you can tell that the movement of the game is so much slower. It should at least be 30 seconds. 35 is much too long. Talking about bringing the ball up the court, setting up your offense. The worst thing about it, the worst byproduct of the 35-second clock, is it makes comebacks really hard. You can really just milk the clock at the end of the game. You can almost stall. People don't even have to take a shot sometimes. I feel like they just
take the time off.
Like, you don't care. And then if you get an offensive rebound, forget about it. So, to me, the 35, it's a quick illegal procedure this week. 35-second clock has got to be changed. It doesn't make sense. There's no point. Plus, 11 seconds is a huge shaving going from college to the NBA. Like,
yeah, and the college games are shorter, too. So, it's like, that makes a shorter game even shorter. I completely agree. We've talked about this before. not over the podcast, but just between us. It's awful. It's a terrible rule. It should be 24. I mean, they could change both shot clocks to 20, and you wouldn't lose anything.
That's true. But it makes scoring way down too. I don't want to watch a 50-50 college basketball game. I don't. Any kind of basketball game. It's ridiculous to me. Honestly, cut it out, NCAA. Fix it.
Yep.
I don't know. There's no point in having it at this point
there's
either.
There's no point in having it. What are they, slower than NBA exactly. players? Really? Come on.
Like, really? Are we that slow? I mean, I understand, like, the shorter three-point line. I get that. But other than that, like, really? Come on. You know what? Yeah. I wish the NBA had the one-on-one. I wish the NBA had that. But as far as
that's a great rule, yeah.
It has got to be fixed. All right, guys? Take care of that. Appreciate it. So that's my legal procedure of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the tweet of the week. La, 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 don't wait till I get my Twitter right. La, 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 then you can't tweet me nothing right. Excuse me, did you tweet something? All right, gang. So this week for the tweet of the week, we got one of our fans over here at Kimmy Taraba, T-A-R-A-B-A, K-I-M-M-Y. She had a fantastic tweet where she just said, I'm currently locked in a battle with a Mets fan. I just keep yelling Cliff Lee at her. I win.
Yes, you do win, yes, Kimmy Taraba or whatever your name is. Taraba.
Taraba, you win at life and you win the tweet of the week. And, of course, the Phillies win over the Mets all the time.
All day long. And how many times on Sundays?
Exactly.
Two times.
That's right. That's right. Poor Mets fans. Not poor Mets fans, but how?
Oh.
Why would Mets fans want to argue with a Phillies fan? Why? Over what?
That's a bad idea.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Terrible idea. So congratulations, Kimmy Taraba, however you say your name. Great tweet.
Yep.
We are going to go ahead and get into a new segment, and it is called Crossfire, and we think you guys will like it. Basically, it's going to be several questions, and it's 30 seconds or less answers. So it's kind of a rapid-fire version of different questions and everything that's hot in the sports world this week or whatever is on our minds. So stick around, guys. Here comes Crossfire.
It's the ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. 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 Crossfire.
You'll get caught up. Okay, let's do it. First question is for you, Ari.
Yes,
who is the Flyers MVP this season?
And Flyers MVP. All right. 30 seconds on the clock. I am going to go ahead and say – oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to say Mike Richards. I'm going to go with the captain. Having a real good season. Seems like definitely keeping the team together. Seems like the team's playing a lot more together. Team's playing very, very cohesively. It doesn't seem like you're hearing a lot of shenanigans out in the papers about Flyers players going out and, partying all night. I'm sure they probably do, but at least they're keeping it under wraps. So I'm going to go with Mike Richards. I almost went with Bob. I almost went with Bobrovsky just because, solid goaltending is hard for the Flyers to find, but that's my answer.
Because Bobrovsky also.
Exactly.
That never hurts his cause. All right, well, that's fair enough, sir.
It's true. All right, sir. Second question for you.
Okay.
1 to 10 scale.
Okay.
Putting it in front of you. How worried about Chase Utley on a 1 to 10 scale are you? Ready? Go.
Okay. 1 to 10 scale. I'm going to give it a 3. Only because right now it's the first, week of games in spring training. They just started, last Thursday or Friday or something like that.
Yep.
So if this persists 2 or 3 more weeks from now, that's going to jump to a 7.5 quick. It's going to get 1 point higher every week. But right now, it's at a 3. I'm fine with it. But like I said, if this persists any farther, closer to spring training, it's going to be that number. All right.
There you go.
All right, sir.
What else
Jason Worth says, I hate the Phillies. What do you have to say about that?
I thought it was an interesting quote that Worth decided to piggyback what the, I guess it was the owner or the general manager said about the Phillies, and Worth just decided to jump in I hate the Phillies too. Like, really, really, Jason Worth, you really hate the Phillies. I really think that's BS, Jason. We know you're lying because we saved your career. You were an also-ran from L.A. who had a bunch of injuries. We gave you one last shot. We gave you a one-year deal. You came on. You caught lightning in a bottle. You won a World Series. You don't hate the Phillies. I applaud you for trying to maybe put a little rivalry into the teams playing, but come on, man.
Time's up.
All right. Here you go.
Well
sir.
Said about Worth. I want to put one thing in about Worth.
Yep.
Screw you, dude. You hate us. Guess what?
Now we
enjoy going 60-100 every year. All right. End of story. Peace.
Yep. I saw somebody said currently stocking up on batteries for when Jason Worth comes this year.
Yeah, I wonder what sound he's going to hear. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with ooh. No, it rhymes with boo. I'm not even going to.
Rhymes with poo.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, man. So who is your pick to come out of the Eastern Conference in the NBA this year? It seems like it's wide open now. So who's your pick?
Go. Okay. Well, the Heat just got Mike Bibby. And to me, that changes everything. Because I wasn't going to pick
right
Heat.
Now. Yes, they did. Like a few minutes
ago. Yeah, exactly. So because they have Mike Bibby and he's a pretty decent point guard and that helps them out actually a decent bit, I think. I'm going to go with Miami, though literally 2 hours ago I would have probably said Chicago. I was leaning Chicago because Derrick Rose is just awesome. And I think the Celtics are just a little old and they lost Perkins. They traded him away. So, but I'm going Miami because
all right.
Bibby.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. The Flyers have made really no moves, just a minor league transaction, 2-for-1, kind of a minor league trade. But they didn't really make any major deals at the trade deadline. Are you okay with that? Should they have made a major deal, or should they have stood pat the way they did?
Honestly, maybe a little bit of defensive help. Other than that, I think this team's, you know, best record in the Eastern Conference. You know, if it ain't broke, you know, what do they say? Don't fix it, right?
Yep.
So no, I think the Flyers are in good shape, at least until the, you know, we'll see what they do in the offseason. But this team right now, I say don't mess with the chemistry. Looks good to me.
I totally agree. Absolutely not. Don't mess with it. Unless they get injuries, they'll be fine. And you can't plan for injuries ahead of time, really. So good call.
Yeah. All right. So, sir, one last question for you right now. No other, you know, careers in question, nothing like that. Right now, who's
just for this year you're talking?
For this year, if you're, you know, just had to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, or, you know, pick, you know, A, B, C, D, who's the best coach in Philadelphia sports right now? Go.
Oh, man, that's hard because Doug Collins, I have to give him a lot of credit for how good
you do.
Sixers are. They were so horrible last year, but I'm not going to choose him. I say Peter Laviolette is a fantastic coach. Took a team that was lousy last year, first half, turned them around, got them within 2 games of the cup, turned them into the best team, kind of going back and forth with Vancouver in the NHL this year. Peter Laviolette, second would be Doug Collins. Those are my choices.
I like it. I like it, sir, and that is your time. Very good. Very nicely all done. Right. That's going to do it for Crossfire.
Yep.
And we are almost out of here. Just time for a couple of shout-outs, and we are going to call it a night and
wrap it up.
Exactly. You know, we'll talk to you guys next week. We also, you know, before I even get into shout outs, let me tell you guys right now that we have a new way to communicate. You guys can actually call into the show as of next week. We'll tell you guys what time and everything, but you can go ahead and put the number on your phones now or on your computers or whatever. The phone number to call into the podcast, not just leave us a message, but actually talk to us on the podcast is 215-600-0942. Again, that's 215-600-0942. That'll actually get you talking to us directly. You can talk to us, chit chat, ask
questions. We just ask that you try to watch your language. It's a family show here.
Exactly, it is. It is a family show. So try to remember that. We'll probably keep everybody on for a minute or 2 minutes. So just, you know, bring something to the table. We appreciate it. So that's
you know, we're kicking you off the table.
Exactly. You cannot stay at the table if you do not bring something to it.
It's the big boy table. That's right. It's the adult table around here, my friends.
Exactly.
You better be prepared.
Yep. Let's do some shout outs, sir. You got any, man?
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you.
Yeah, man. I'm going to shout out our boy Paul. His Twitter account is underscore Mr. Miles. That's it's all one word, underscore MisterMiles. And he's a big MMA guy. He takes us down to Atlantic City every now and again. He's a real cool dude. And so if you're into mixed martial arts at all, definitely follow him. He's a cool guy.
Check him out. And I think the link's on his page, but I'm pretty sure I got it right. It's MidAtlanticMMA.tv is his website. So he covers all of, you know, the Mid-Atlantic region, Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, so on and so forth, all the way down to Virginia, I think.
Yeah, and that's definitely – he definitely has the link up on his Twitter page also. Yeah. So
definitely follow him. I want to shout out our boy over at Mike underscore Stover. He's been following us as of not too long ago. Huge Phils fan. Doesn't have that many followers yet. So definitely go over there. You'll be entertained. Also at Scoop underscore Animal. He's been one of our big supporters for a long time. He's, you know, 4 for 4. Loves you know, Philly squad. Definitely follow him. Again, that's Scoop underscore Animal. Scoop, S-C-O-O-P. At Hyperlink Hobo. He's been around for a while. He's been tweeting since I remember, since doing it with starting it together. Check him out. Real funny. Also, business that's nearby at Pudge's Steaks. They always promote us. They always retweet us and things like that. I haven't actually got a chance to go over there, but I think I'm going to try to get over there this week. So if they're good, you know, I'll shout them out some more.
Definitely. Oh, also at Crossing Broad, Kyle Scott.
Yes.
He was kind enough to do an interview with us. So definitely want to re-throw out there that you should follow him and hit him up. He's definitely entertaining Philly sports coverage. So check him out.
Yeah, man. That's going to do it for all the shout outs. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Let's put a bow on this bad boy. You got anything else to close the show with, sir?
You know it. We got Cliff Lee. Got
Cliff Lee.
Baby. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to see him on April 2nd. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Bart Scott style. Also, yep. Remember to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/officialreview, uponofficialreview.com, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, all right?
Peace. Peace.
You look at Apple Lee Ray. I can't settle this year, baby.